It's easy to look at conditions and say that's reality. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's easy to look at appearances and call that reality. We look at blemishes on our body, and as we see these blemishes on our body, we say to ourselves, I have blemishes on my body. And we search around our body to find them all. And sure enough, there's a few here and there, and we name them, we claim them, and we say that they're ours. I have blemishes on my body. I have blemishes on my body. My goodness sakes, why do I say such a silly thing? Well, because that's the appearance. Well, do you talk about all the appearances in the world? Do you talk about all the appearances that delight you or that irritate you? No. Whatever we give our attention to, that is what we experience. So if you give your attention to the blemishes on your body, then those you experience. Now, you're saying, oh, sure, that's another one of those Pollyanna things. We should just not remark about them at all. We should not pay attention to them. Just pay attention to the good stuff in life. And that's right. That's exactly right. Pay attention to the good stuff in life. Look at yourself. Just look at how well-built you are. Just look at how every muscle and every nerve and every fiber of your body is so divinely programmed to do beautiful, wonderful things. Just look at how all of the factors of your body, all of the blood, how it manufactures itself and how it recreates itself, and how you lose skin and how new skin is born, and you have all sorts of wonderful things going on in your body. And how often do you praise that? How often do you say, I have a wonderful body. I have a wonderful body. My body is perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. My body is the temple of the living spirit. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. Oh, my skin is so beautiful. My flesh is so beautiful. My muscles are so beautiful. My eyes, I just go on and on and on and on, praising the beautiful expressions that you have in your body, in your mind, in your world, in you, you know. If we would start praising our body, going from head to toe, toe to head, covering everything that we could cover, we could spend a month just praising our head. If we knew enough about our head to praise our head, to praise that brain, that wonderful vehicle that we have up there, that computer, that fantastic device up there that operates under the direction of the mind, the universal mind, and it carries out what the universal mind wants it to do, but sometimes it gets a little jaded, sometimes it gets a little bit misbegotten, and it has to be brought back into line with what its reality is. Now, what is the reality of the brain? It is a divinely designed organ that carries out every activity of our body. Our brain receives all the impulses from all the nerve endings, wherever they may be on our body, and they send it up to the brain, and the brain interprets that and says, that's pleasure, that's pain, that's delight, that's not. And so as we do that, we have to be very careful. Now, we tell our nerve endings, you will only experience delight. You will only experience happy experiences. Nerve endings, whatever you do, you will only experience happy. And you will not bump yourself into anything. You will not get into anything that is not pleasant for you, because you are divinely guided by my brain. My brain both interprets what I touch, what the nerve endings touch, and they interpret where the nerve endings are to go. Do you stub your toe all the time? Every time you walk anywhere, do you stub your toe? Do you bump into this? Do you bump into that? That's merely something in your consciousness. You're attracting that to yourself. You're saying, I choose to bump into things. I choose to have these things. You say that whenever you feel a pleasure of a joy, when your fingers touch something soft and cuddly like a puppy dog or something, you say, oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that wonderful? And you see, as you say that, you're creating that image in your mind, that illusion in your mind. These are all, this is a mental universe that we live in. It is a thought universe that we live in. every single thing that we do is based upon our thought, and our thought alone. No matter what our thought is, that is what our universe is. Our universe is the outpicturing of whatever it is that we believe. Now, what is it that you believe? What is it that you want? What is it that you would like in your life? What is it that I would like in my life? Would I like a perfect complexion? Would I like a perfect body with every organ, action, function of my body doing its ideal purpose? Well, then that's the attention that I must give to that. I am a good driver. And as I say I am a good driver, I cause myself to be a good driver by driving good, by driving well. I cause myself to be a good driver by driving well. And as I do this, I am a good driver. Now, it's a mental thing. I am a happy person. Now, this is something I choose to be by my attitude about myself and my world. Everything in the world I look at is a joyous, happy thing, and it makes me feel just tingly inside, just bubbly inside, just makes me feel joyous inside, because this is a world, a mental world. This is a world of thought. It is a world of magic. It's a world of things that are just so fantastic, so beautiful, so glorious, so wonderful, that there is nothing else that makes any difference at all. This is my world. This is the world that I have created. This is the world that I have brought forth by my thought about it, by my ideal, by my expectation, by my observation, by who and what I am. I'm the creator of my world. We all are. I'm the creator of my world, and I create in my world beautiful, joyous, wonderful, fantastic things. And I experience beautiful, wonderful, joyous, fantastic things. It's all my choice. All my choice. And whatever I want, that's what I have. Now this day I proclaim to myself that I live in the temple of the living God. I live in the temple of beauty, harmony, and goodness. I live in the temple not made by hands. Oh, that's for sure. I live in the temple not made by limited thoughts. That's for sure, too. My temple is made by unlimited thoughts, unlimited ideas, unlimited possibilities, because it's constantly changing and growing and expanding and expressing what I believe about it. This temple that I live in, every moment of my life, is expressing what I believe about it, what I believe the temple is, what I believe it is doing, what I believe its purpose is, what I believe its ideals are. And as I have this in my mind, as I have this in my thought, as I have this in my word, it is manifest in my experience. Now that means every moment of my life, I take charge of my thoughts about myself. Every moment of my life, I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every moment I praise my body from head to toe. I spend the whole day just praising my body, just praising this wonderful, glorious vehicle that I have here, that I have created to do my work. And then as I create my body wonderful, I create every person who is in my world equally wonderful. I look at every person on the face of the earth, every person who comes to my attention and who doesn't come to my attention, and I create them absolutely perfect right now, because that's the only thought I have in my mind. That's the only thought I have in my mind. I can have nothing else other than the reproduction of the thought that's in my mind. Now that's what I choose to do for myself today. That's what I choose to do for myself and my world. That's who I am. And that's all that matters in life. Who and what I am. And I am a happy, 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 happy person. Because I like me. I like me. I like me. By the way, I love you. I love you. I love you.